Divorce has never felt this good. Author, Kesley Pett. Download the mobile reader app to read the novel Divorce Has Never Felt This Good full story online. Chapter 1, He Didn't Believe Her. The Casper family was a well-known family in Courtbush. Today was Elmore Casper's 80th birthday party. Many distinguished guests were present and the atmosphere was lively. However, a sudden ear-piercing scream from the garden startled everyone present. Someone recognized that it was the voice of Babette Casper, the wife of Elmore's eldest grandson. She was pregnant, and her husband had already passed away. The Caspers rushed to the garden immediately to see what was going on. In the swimming pool, two struggling figures came into view. Before anyone else could react, Rory Casper dove into the swimming pool to pull the struggling Babette ashore. Just then, the security guards rushed into the water to save the second drowning figure, Becky Casper. When Becky returned to the house in sopping wet clothes, the servants passing by didn't bat an eyelash at her. Nobody cared that she had nearly drowned, nor did they care about her in general. After living with this family for over 3 years, Becky realized that her position was possibly inferior to that of the dog raised by Rory's sister. Since such a big accident happened to Babette, the Casper family rushed to the hospital with her. Becky retreated to her room, took a shower, and then put on a fresh set of clothes. Feeling unwell, she sank into bed. Just as she had drifted off to sleep, she was dragged out of bed by Rory. When Becky saw Rory, her eyes turned red. "You're back already? How's Babette?"
"Listen to me, Rory. I swear I didn't push her into the swimming pool."
Rory sneered coldly. "Save the excuses for Grandpa." Becky suddenly came to her senses.
"What do you mean, Rory?"
Without giving her the light of day, he said briskly, "Grandpa has questions for you." Rory didn't want to waste his breath on Becky. Not long after Babette was sent to the hospital, her child was gone. That child was supposed to be the only flesh and blood left by Rory's eldest brother. Because of Becky, they lost the child forever. Of course, Elmore was furious. As soon as he came back from the hospital, he ordered Rory to take Becky to him. Becky went stiff. Rory's words sent shivers down her spine. She had been married to Rory for so long. Of course, she knew how Elmore would punish people who had made serious mistakes. They would be seriously beaten. It never occurred to her that they would turn a deaf ear to her explanation. They didn't even give her the chance to explain and just believed what Babette said. Looking at the side profile of the man who was dragging her away, Becky couldn't help but think that he was undoubtedly handsome. But this man had never been gentle or nice to her ever since she married him. Her high fever was unbearable, but no one cared. Now that Babette lost her child, Becky knew everyone in this family, including her husband, wanted to skin her alive. Becky pursed her lips in mock.
"I can walk by myself."
Rory glanced at her. There was disgust and anger in his deep-set eyes, without a trace of pity or sympathy. "Hurry up," he said expressionlessly. Without waiting for a response, he turned around and hurried to the living room. Watching him leave her, Becky suddenly felt that her life had been nothing but a joke the past 3 years. The living room was brightly lit. She knew that the Caspers were inside waiting for her. "Neil." As soon as Becky entered, Elmore threw a teacup at her. Becky stood there, calm and collected. Why? She had done nothing wrong. Why should she get on her knees? Her stubbornness only served to make Elmore angrier. "Rory, this is the person you married." Just as Becky opened her mouth to explain herself, Rory suddenly raised his hand and pressed his palm heavily on her shoulder. "Kneel." Under his strong hand, Becky was forced to kneel. "Either you kneel or we divorce." Download the mobile reader app to read the novel Divorce Has Never Felt This Good full story online. Chapter 2, Punishment. Rory? Becky already knew that her supposed husband wouldn't protect her. But when he pressed his hand on her shoulder, she still felt that he might as well have stabbed her in the back. She married this man regardless of her family's objection.
She naively reasoned that no matter how cold he was to her, she would gradually move him and win his heart as time passed. Under the pressure of Rory's hand, Becky was forced to kneel, which hurt her knees. However, in that moment, the pain in her knees was nothing compared to the pain in her heart. Becky raised her head to look up at Rory, who was standing next to her. His eyes were sharp and ruthless, devoid of any sympathy towards her, which only pained her further. She had been too naive. "Becky, do you know your mistake?" Hearing Elmore's voice, Becky looked back at him and straightened her back. "I didn't push her. I didn't do anything wrong." Before she could finish her sentence, Elmore grabbed a vase and threw it at Becky, missing her by inches. The vase smashed into countless pieces next to Becky. A stray shard flew straight at her, cutting the back of her hand. "Impenitent woman. You don't deserve to kneel in our living room. You have dirted our home and brought shame on our family. Drag her out and make her kneel outside until she knows she's in the wrong." After saying that, Elmore addressed Rory specifically. "Find someone to keep an eye on her. If she doesn't admit her mistake, don't let her get up." Elmore stormed off angrily. Glancing warily at Rory, Jennifer Casper, Rory's mother, walked up to Becky and said, "Becky, get up. Elmore is just being unreasonably angry. Don't take it to heart." The sole person in the Casper family who was kind to Becky was Jennifer. She was a soft-hearted woman who thought that no matter what Becky did, she was still a member of this family. Denise Casper, Rory's sister, sneered with disdain. "Mom, Grandpa said that if she doesn't admit her fault, she can't stand up. Please don't get involved in this matter." Denise was by no means fond of Becky, unlike her mother. She knew that Jennifer wouldn't be able to bear seeing Becky in trouble like this, so she took her mother's arm to take her away. Jennifer sighed and looked to Rory, who had been silent this whole time. "Rory, what's on your mind? Becky's your wife. You have been married for 3 years. Even if she—" Rory's eyes turned icy cold. "I don't have such a vicious wife." His words sent a shiver down Becky's spine. She knew in that moment that explaining herself would be futile, because her own husband had already made up his mind about her. After saying that, Rory stood up straight and added coldly, "Behave yourself, Becky." Every indifferent word that left his mouth was like a blow to Becky's heart. Then, the man walked away. As the sound of his footsteps got softer and softer, Becky felt as though her heart was about to give up. Two servants appeared all of a sudden. "Mrs. Casper, you have to kneel outside as ordered." The two servants exchanged tacit glances and then grabbed either side of Becky. They dragged her out of the living room and forced her to kneel outside. Becky had never been insulted like this. She raised her head and looked at the two servants defiantly. "How dare you treat me like this?" But the two servants didn't take her seriously at all. "Just stay there, Mrs. Casper. Unless you admit your mistake, you have to kneel here the whole night. Save us the trouble and behave yourself." Just then, thunder roared in the sky and seconds later, rain poured down relentlessly. The two servants were stunned for a moment before they reacted. The two quickly ran into the house, leaving Becky kneeling outside alone. Download the MoboReader app to read the novel Divorce Has Never Felt This Good full story online.